T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's go to Cam Inman. He's one of our main men, Bay Area News Group, and he is brought to you by the Bay Area Chevrolet dealers. Cam, how you doing, man?
I was going to chime in and do the Chevy pitch, and then I didn't know whether I'm supposed to talk about bridges today or mascots, but I think I'm pro-cheerleader. I'm not on board with that.
Okay, well, yeah. We can agree to disagree there. Here's my first question, looking ahead to the game against the Patriots. Obviously, no Mostert, and that leaves Hasty, Jeff Wilson Jr., and Juszczyk. How do you think Kyle Shanahan manages that in terms of the running game as a whole?
Well, you also forgot Jerick McKinnon. So Jerick McKinnon's your starter, right? Jeff Wilson is the guy that kind of is more of the backup, the hard-running guy, and Hasty's a good, fast, change-of-pace guy. So you look at that, they have options, so it's not like the cupboard's bare. And then, I don't know if you noticed this, but Debo Samuel's kind of like a running back, too. And the way they use Debo and Ayuk, it's almost like you have an extra facet to that running game. So, yes, they're losing Mostert for at least 3 more games. You know, he missed 2.5 games there. The offense didn't look great in those games that he missed. But they got by, and Shanahan's offense isn't predicated on one guy. It was interesting when Mostert came back a couple games ago. He had a lot of the carries, and McKinnon only got one. But I think that was kind of just to get Mostert into the groove. So, with Kyle's offense, he's got to look at how to attack the Patriots' defense, and I don't think he's going to be freaked out that Raheem Mostert's not there. I think everybody saw the offense looked a lot better Sunday night when Raheem Mostert was carrying the ball. He's got that extra vision and speed and everything you want out of the running back. But they've got other ways to get by. Like you said, I mean, they have George Kittle healthy. They have Garoppolo. He's got another week under his belt, had a bounce back game. You got Debo and Ayuk. You've got enough offensive weapons now where you shouldn't freak out. But I think the underlying concern from yesterday's news was that Trent Williams has an ankle issue that needed an MRI, and then you're going to be going back to a backup center again.
And tell me about that loss of Ben Garland with the high ankle, and he's likely going to go to IR as well. And what would it mean if Trent Williams was compromised? How does that affect what you're trying to do offensively with a run game that is already going to backups?
Yeah, well, you know I love talking about six-string centers, Dips.
Love it.
The thing is, Ben Garland came back from his own high ankle sprain in week 2. And then in, like, boy, I don't know, the last 3-4 games, he played pretty darn well. I mean, the line was getting a lot of flack, but I thought Ben Garland was playing okay. And now you're bringing Ronis Grasu back in there. He was in there towards the end of the game on Sunday night. So they have a veteran there, so that's good. In terms of Trent Williams, he finished out the game. I'm just kind of that could be a big loss if you lose him, because as much as everybody liked to knock him for a couple, a couple plays that he didn't play well on, he is still one of the best left tackles in football. And when you're taking that away with a quarterback who's still recovering from his own ankle issue, that is a concern to me. And Belichick will feast on Justin Skule if Justin Skule is a left tackle. Belichick will identify whatever the weak spot is in the offense. But, you know, Kyle Shanahan knows that. It's a fun chess match that these two are going to play out. And obviously, you know, if you want to go back and rehash Shanahan in the Super Bowl with the Falcons against Belichick have at it, because I have a feeling that we're going to be talking about some of that this week. There's a lot of nostalgia going around this week with the whole Garoppolo and Belichick, and then Shanahan and Belichick. And you have these two franchises that were pillars of the league the last few years, or the last, I guess, last year in the 49ers' case. And right now they're just middle of the pack.
Cam, that was a big win. Surprised the hell out of me, and we're talking about now when this team can get back reinforcement. And I don't know, Cam, I worry by nature. What's going on? What can you tell us with Uncle Sherm? What's his prognosis?
Right. I mean, I would worry, too, because there hasn't been any good news about Sherm. You know, ever since he, like, kind of stepped off the stage in week two to deal with a calf injury, it's kind of, oh, well, what's going on? Oh, well, he's having treatment. Oh, well, he's not practicing yet. So there was hope that he was going to come back and play last week, and I would imagine that even if he starts practicing on Wednesday, you know, he had some kind of treatments or injections in his knees, or in his calves, excuse me, that they would probably want to see how he responds a week in practice before turning him loose. And, you know, after the Patriots game, where I don't know if he's necessarily needed in this kind of game, it's not like the Patriots have a lot of great wide receivers out there. I would imagine he's going to want to come back and play the following week in Seattle to make sure that he's ready to go to play up there because of all the pride of his legacy up there and maybe wanting to play that game.
Cam Inman joining us on 95.7 The Game. He works for the Bay Area News Group, covers the San Francisco 49ers. You mentioned Deebo Samuel and the 49ers maybe trying to use him like a running back. And you think there's any chance Deebo Samuel will line up at all in the backfield?
Well, they lined him up there on at least one of his plays last week where he kind of came in motion, he lined up next to Garoppolo, and then he reversed field and almost kind of caught a kind of like a screen pass off to the left wing. And they use him a lot of different ways, and that's because he's a very physical runner. I mean, that's when he wasn't in there the first few weeks of the season, I think that kind of disrupted a lot of what they could do offensively. And now that he's you have those options with them to keep kind of keep the defense guessing how they're going to use them. It's big. Now, the 49ers did not use him in a way Sunday night where he was going downfield to catch passes. Everything he was catching was behind the line of scrimmage. And so that's just an element that maybe they haven't exposed yet, and they haven't tested out Garoppolo's arm yet in terms of that. And that's something that they're going to have to do because they're going to be crowding that line of scrimmage like crazy now that they saw what they did against the Rams. But everybody's a little bit different how they play defense, and that's where Shanahan earns his money is how to scheme against whatever defense he's going to see. And, you know, the thing I've loved watching Belichick's defense for 20 years is very unpredictable. You're not exactly sure how he's going to attack you, whatever kind of front he's going to have. But, I mean, right now he does not have a lot of top-notch defenders on that side. And his offensive line is jumbled, so if you flip the script onto that side and you talk about the mobile running back, it's almost like they're not really going to be designed runs for Cam Newton. They're going to be jailbreaks because that line's breaking down and he's going to be taken off running. And unlike these other mobile quarterbacks, he's a bigger bodied guy. And so I think those linebackers are going to have to stay alert. And if they don't have Jaquaski Tartt, you're going to notice that this game, because Tartt's pretty good coming up in that run defense package to stop guys like that.
He and Fred Warner putting a lot of combo tackles in that run defense. Dante Pettis, back-to-back healthy scratches, likely will be again. Does he offer any value at the trade deadline? And what are you hearing about the Niners potentially adding a piece here with the deadline 2 weeks away?
Well, with Pettis, I think that ship has kind of sailed. Yes, I think they will want to unload him as best they can in the next couple of weeks, try to get something for him, because they have so many wide receivers on this roster right now. And he's obviously a healthy scratch, and he was kind of there as a return specialist role, but that never really took off those first couple games. And now you have Richie James back, so you don't necessarily need that, and see if you can get something for him. And you know, Shanahan talked about the trade scenarios yesterday, and I thought it was interesting to hear him say how much they value draft picks, because they absolutely do need to use their draft picks right. The fact that they had a five-man draft class this year is kind of hurting them, because all those free agents that they had spent draft picks on and via trade or the veterans they brought in, that's backfired, and they don't have a great crux of young draft guys ready to fill in as replacements right now. So they traded away a third-round draft pick for Trent Williams this last draft, but you still got all the other picks, and I think they need to use those. And they're not at the point like where they were last year where you think you're only maybe one or two players away. This is a roster that's been gutted in half by injuries. So you're not going to be able to just bring in one or two guys and rectify things like you were last year. So I don't expect them to make any big-time moves as a buyer on the trade market. Maybe they sell away Dante Pettis, maybe Akello Witherspoon. Maybe there's somebody else that we're not thinking about, but those are the names that come to mind right now.
Cam, it would be very remiss of me if I didn't ask how you're feeling, man. How you doing?
Oh, I'm good. Thanks. Yeah, I'm better. I'm on the rebound. I went on a morning walk this morning, walked downtown, walked over to see how my mom's doing, and then she wanted to drive me home so I didn't tire out, and I had to say, Mom, I'm fine, and I went on a resumed my walk. Everything's good.
Are you immune?
That's one here. There you go.
Am I immune? I hope so. I would imagine.
That's just a little joke, Cam.
Yeah. Way to go, Cam. Yeah.
There you go.
Glad to hear it, Cam. Thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you next week, buddy.
Okay, pals. Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.